Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This is the last Sunday of the month, of course, and we'll be enjoying our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. Everyone's invited for good food and for good fellowship. And because it's the last Sunday of the month, the activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of the book of Job, chapters 11 through 13. And please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. A final note, there will be a congregational meeting in November, and it's scheduled for Sunday, November 20th, following the morning worship service. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Amen. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 39, This Is My Father's World.
Good morning once again. Great to see each and every one of you. This truly is our Father's world, and whether it is that we go out for a walk or for a drive out in the country or just to go out and look at the sky and see the sky, the stars and the clouds, it is a great blessing to know that we're able to partake of it because of God. Amen. Once again, 39, this is my Father's world. Turn your hymnals to 224. I know who I'm can't speak. I know whom I believe in.
Redeemed before his own.
know, Scripture does say in 2 Timothy 1:12, "For which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." And no matter what it is that we go through in our lives, we need to know and remember that it is God that we do believe in, and it is him who has saved us from everything, and we must remember to give all glory and praise and honor to him throughout our day. Now, if you go ahead and stand, please go ahead and turn your hymnals to 204, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
Please, will you remain standing for prayer? Our Heavenly Father, in Genesis, in chapter 1, the first two verses, remind us of you. And the Bible said that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And all the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the depth, while a wind from God swept over the face of the water. Lord, I read that. And I'm praying that the wind of God blow over the waters of our congregation today. Steer us up, O God. Separate the light from the darkness in our life. The good from the bad, that we may see ourselves as we are and not as we pretend to be, that we may see the great God that we have, the master of the universe, and yet your powerful presence is very near and available today. Even though you are the creator of this universe, you are the creator of life in our life. We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us, that the Holy Spirit will move us to be faithful, to be joyful, calm, and strong in our walk of life. As a congregation, we do have needs, and so we pray for those in need, for Helen Menick, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Maruja Rabines Alon in Peru, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, Jesse Dickinson, Dr. Joe McCormack, Keen Staskus, Ruben Otero, my brother in Argentina in a hospital, and Mrs. Otero as she flies tonight home from Oregon. Thank you, Father. May our missionaries have the touch of your presence and the feel of your power.
Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Bendaño in Guatemala, Martha Peretti in Argentina, Maruja Ravines in Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, and he's recovering from surgery. Father, thank you. The South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Now, dear God, be the peacemaker which fills our lives with a steady rhythm of generosity. Thus, bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Near to the heart of God.
Thanks very much, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Leviticus? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 120. We will be reading Leviticus chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Leviticus chapter 3, the entire chapter. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys it shall be taken away. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. And if he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord. The fat thereof and the whole rump it shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. And the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall be taken away. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire unto the Lord. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it, and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for this great privilege we enjoy of coming before you to worship and praise you and learn more about you from the Bible. We thank you that you have provided to us the truth of the gospel by this special revelation in the written word produced under the guidance of your Spirit. We are eternally grateful that you have reconciled us to yourself by the everlasting covenant through the blood of Christ, who willingly put his life down and took it up again for our salvation. We thank you that you have accepted us in your beloved Son, who was obedient unto death, paying the price of our sin in full. Help us, Father, to respond by bringing honor to your name by all we say or do, for by your grace it is your work, not ours. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the eternal truths from the scriptures, which will never pass away. Bless us with ears of understanding and the ability to act accordingly, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please?